News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Christmas is almost upon us. Friday is probably the day most children will get their holidays from school, possibly a half day, and then they're into 2 weeks of routine been thrown out the window. So this morning we're talking about whether that can have a bit of a negative impact on children and how you all manage to try and get on over the 2 week period of Christmas. So to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by clinical psychologist Dr. Molly Coyne. Molly, are you the Grinch that's going to ruin Christmas for everyone? Do we not love a little bit of no routine for all of us, I think?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's all about balance. That's what I would say. I'm not the Grinch, I promise.
What is your advice, though? It's a long time, I think, for people maybe who are busy all the time. They go from spending limited amount of time together, you know, in the run up to Christmas, and then often you get a 2 week block and everyone's together in the house, you know, all day. And there can be a little bit of friction, I guess.
There can be, yeah. I mean, Christmas can be a lovely time for people, can be a really difficult time for people as well. When routines are thrown out the window with kids, it can be even more so difficult because they do need, kids thrive on routine. You know, they actually, most of them enjoy going to school and kind of having that routine of, you know, certain things happen certain times of the day and getting proper sleep, because that really impacts on their emotions and on their behavior. So I think it's nice to have downtime over the 2 weeks, and I think it's really important because we live in such a busy kind of world to really take advantage and to really slow down over those 2 weeks. That's what I would say first and foremost. I don't think you should throw the routines completely out of the window. I think, you know, within reason, like say on Christmas Day with my kids, I don't care what they eat. Like, you know, they're kind of like, obviously I want them to have a bit of a dinner, but other than that, I'm not too kind of conscious or concerned. But I think not to throw all the routines out the window for the whole of Christmas, because you will notice a change in your kids' behaviour and in their emotions.
So a few days, Molly, maybe Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, yeah, of overindulging, you know, bed late, they'll be up really early for Santa, obviously, on Christmas morning, all of that sort of stuff. But a few days does no harm.
I think a few days of, you know, I suppose letting go a little bit. But at the same time, as a parent, just as you do all the time anyway, you're observing how is your child, you know, doing. So say if you're at somebody's house at kind of 8 o'clock and you realize that there's a big meltdown in the evening and, you know, you're due to go home and that child is due to be in bed. Well, just have your wits about you and be thinking, well, maybe they're having a meltdown because they're wrecked and I need to go home. So, you know, I know parents like to have fun and like to enjoy themselves and like to be with other people and relatives, but also just be mindful of what your kids need. At the end of the day, like be monitoring what they need, because if they're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, we call it HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, you are going to have consequences to that.
And just finally then, Molly, obviously lots of screens being asked for by Santa in houses, we know that, yeah, as gifts. An over-reliance over that period of time when they're off school, that will obviously have a bit of a negative impact on them as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about that, like, you know, everything in moderation, but like what they most need during their time off is just to be, to play, if they're, you know, to play, to be, to have special time, connection time with you. And yeah, having screen time is fine, but all in moderation. It really has to be in moderation because it's not good for their little brains. So you just have to be really careful about that.
Okay, clinical psychologist Dr. Molly Coyne, thanks for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.